This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Somali extremists have attacked a U.S. military base in Somalia. AP correspondent Mike Hempin reports.
A Somali official says a suicide car bomber detonated a vehicle packed with explosives at the gate of a military airstrip that serves as a base for U.S. and Somali forces. A security official with the Lower Shabelle Regional Administration says after the bombing, gunfire was heard across the base, suggesting the base was being attacked. The Islamic extremist rebels, Al-Shabaab, have claimed responsibility. The U.S. military uses the airstrip to train Somali troops and as a base to launch drones that attack Al-Shabaab. I'm Mike Hempin.
Lawyers representing a whistleblower whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump are stressing the need to protect the person's identity. Meanwhile, the president says he deserves to meet the accuser. The anonymous person's legal team issued a statement Sunday saying lawyers are continuing to work with Democrats and Republicans in Congress to finalize the logistics of having the whistleblower meet with lawmakers. No date has been set. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election. Ghani's running mate, Amrullah Saleh, told VOA's Pashto service that he and Ghani received 60% of the vote in Saturday's election. Abdullah, on the other hand, told reporters Monday that he has the most votes. Election officials, however, said official results have yet to be announced. More than 100 people have died in relentless monsoon rains in recent days in India, which is on the path to experiencing its wettest September in many years. This is VOA News. France, along with world leaders, bid farewell to former French President Jacques Chirac on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
France bid a solemn farewell to Jacques Chirac on Monday, with a military honor guard and the arrival of scores of current and past world leaders. The former president has been lying in state at the Hôtel des Invalides in central Paris for 2 days, with thousands queuing up to pay tribute. On Monday, his coffin was carried into the building's courtyard by 10 members of France's elite Republican Guard. A somber-looking President Emmanuel Macron stood over the casket and bowed his head. To the sound of Chopin's funeral march, the statesman was then loaded onto a hearse for the procession to Saint-Sulpice Church. There, 2,000 family members and dignitaries gathered for a funeral service. Among them, Russian President Vladimir Putin and former U.S. President Bill Clinton.
That was Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Thousands crowded into central Moscow, Russia, Sunday as protesters demanded the release of people who were jailed for similar demonstrations. One of the chief organizers, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, addressed the rally.
We will make them release the political prisoners if there are a lot of us. Each of us has a strong weapon in our pockets, our phone. Write it on Instagram every day. Write it on Twitter every day. Any dialogue with any official should start with the word release.
More than 2,000 protesters have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies. Several people have been sentenced up to 4 years in jail, and others are being prosecuted for crimes such as violence against police officers. Unlike most of the previous protests, the Sunday rally was sanctioned by city authorities. The International Red Cross said Monday it helped facilitate the release of 290 detainees who had been held by Houthi rebels in Yemen. AP video shows prisoners cheering and hugging family members as they were released from prison. An ICRC statement said 42 of the detainees were survivors of an attack on a detention site in Damar in early September. That attack was blamed on the Saudi-led coalition that is fighting the Houthis. The United Nations welcomed the release. President Xi Jinping presented floral baskets Monday at a martyr's monument in central Beijing on the eve of the 70th anniversary of the founding of Communist China. Monday's ceremony is a ritual that takes place annually on the eve of the National Day of Festivities. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News. R&B.